We've got Sammy Coates on the phone. Are you there, Sammy?
Yeah, I am, Johnny. How are you going?
How are you, buddy?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
That's all right. Now, mate, we're just going to go through a couple of stats. Obviously, you played your junior cricket at Long Island. I think, from memory, how old were you when you made 200?
I was under 16, I think, so I must have been 15, I suppose.
So I think back in the day it was in the thirds, which would have been A1, and you made 200, was it 233 or 229 or something like that, Sammy?
Yeah, 228. I opened the batting with Dougie Van Ray, who got 100 as well, so it was a good day.
Fantastic. Now, from there, you went out of, we'll actually go through your Paran stats, because there's some interesting reading here. So you've been at Paran for, this is your 10th year?
My 10th playing year. I had a year off in the middle when I moved to Canberra, just for one season. So been at the club 11 years, 10 playing years, yeah.
Brilliant. So you've had 4 years as first 11 skipper. You've made 4 first 11 hundreds with a high score of 145 versus Essendon, which they seem to be a club that you don't mind scoring runs against. You've made 11 50s. You've got an average of around 22. You played over 200 games, which include 167 first 11 games. You've got over 300 dismissals, 244 catches, 63 stumpings, and involved in 33 runouts. And you've also got the club record for most dismissals. Now, from my memory, mate, that's not too bad for a bloke who got told not to bother with the gloves because you weren't good enough when you were about 16 at Frankston Peninsula.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting way to put it. But, I think, like Fran, anyway, if you stand there long enough, they'll come. And I was fortunate enough to break into the team and play well and keep my spot, which was fantastic.
Now, you've also played in a couple of premierships with the formerly known as Coringle Cricket Club, mate. You played in a district flag and a provincial flag in their very last year in the association.
Yeah, that's right. Most of the listeners will probably know my older brother Ben, and when I was leaving Frankston Peninsula, we'd never actually played cricket together. We'd always been in different age groups and things like that. So I said, I'll play wherever you play, and he made the move across to Coringle Cricket Club with where Shawnee Johnson and Twids and a few of those guys were, and we won a district flag first up, and then I think we lost the semi-final in provincial and won the next year, which I think was the last year for Coringle. So that's the last season. I think the Van Ray brothers joined us as well, so it was a pretty good team, and it was just really good fun. And we played well, so it was a good way to send off Coringle Cricket Club before they became Ballam.
Brilliant, mate. Now, a bit of history. How did you end up at Paran? Because you left Long Island as a young bloke, and you went and had a crack at Frankston Peninsula, and then obviously things didn't work out, so you went back to the MPCA, which we see a lot of the young kids do, but then we don't often see them venture back into Premier Cricket. And I guess one of the key things, that's what we want to touch on today. We've got plenty of young blokes, and I can think of a couple of at our club who are only still early 20s, and they've had a crack at district cricket or Premier Cricket, and they've come back into our comp. But it sounds like looking at your history, mate, it's never too late. So how did the move end up going back to Premier Cricket and Paran?
Well, obviously when I was at Frankston, I became friends with Bryce McGain, and ended up towards the end of my last year at Frankston through some injury, ended up wicket keeping the last few games after they said that probably wasn't my best. And Bryce had been dropped from the ones and cleaned up the seconds for a few games. I went back and played in the MPCA for a few years, and Bryce rang me and I had a coffee with him and the new Paran coach, a guy called Barry Nevan. And I was living and working in town. I kind of hadn't been to cricket training for a few years, to be honest. And Bryce just said, sort of, I've looked at your stats, you know, what are you doing? Come and have another crack, and we think you can be better, and we're putting together a good young list at Paran that we think can, you know, sort of be successful if we keep everyone together, and come and have another crack. So that's sort of how I got to Paran. I hadn't even thought about Paran as a club before that coffee, and I thought, well, why not? I was living near them and working near them, and I was definitely wasting my time trying to figure out what I was doing on a Saturday. So, yeah, I was ready to have another crack again and commit to something. So that's how I ended up at Paran, and I'm really thankful that phone call came through.
Brilliant, mate. Now, what's been the biggest lesson that you can share with some of the younger listeners that are tuning in this morning in the MPCA?
Oh, look, I reckon it's never it's one of those things where I reckon when you go to a district club, it's very different, especially from the MPCA in terms of playing on the hard wickets. And you've got to give yourself time to adjust. I think a lot of people join, and even the kids at Paran, they join expecting to you know, break the door down and be world beaters in your first sort of 3 or 4 months. And sometimes you see a lot of second-year Blues where they, you know, they have a good first year, and then the second year they tend not to do as well. So I think, you know, give yourself sort of a longer-term plan, but also just always look to keep getting better. That's the beauty, I think, of a district environment. You always, every session is about improving yourself, and that wears off on you. You just naturally get better because that's the environment you're in. So it might not happen straight away. I mean, I spent a couple of years in Crown Seconds before I established my spot. So, you know, if I had walked away after a couple of years, I wouldn't have achieved anything in the first. So I think you've got to give yourself some time. You know, that's probably my biggest advice. Give yourself some time and don't, you know, set long-term goals, not just short-term goals.
Yeah, great advice, mate. Totally agree with that. Now, you played with some pretty big names at the club as well, mate. What's it been like playing with the likes of Chris Rogers, David Hussey and Bryce McGain, who have all represented Australia?
Yeah, well, it's sometimes it's a little bit disheartening because you're struggling to lay bat on ball at one end and Huss is just banging them around everywhere at the other end. But they're really good fellas, and you just learn so much from being around them and watching them play and asking them questions. You know, we also had, when we first started, Johnny Moss and Jason Arnberger for a little while. We had Dimitri Mascarenhas come and play with us for a couple of years. He was the English international bowler, and they're just really good fellas. And they tend to keep things really, really simple. That's the thing I've taken from them, is that the more the higher up they go, the more simple their game plan tends to be. And I think that could go back down the levels and help a lot of people out.
Brilliant. Now, the stock standard question, mate. Who's the best bowler you've had to face, and who's the best batsman you've stood behind the jump to and watched slaughter you all around the park?
Yeah, look, I mean, the best bowler is probably arguable, but definitely the fastest I faced a spell of Shane Harwood, and he was fast and he was mean and he just tried to kill you. He wasn't all that worried about trying to get you out. He just wanted to really hurt you and then get you out. So that definitely wasn't much fun, and I was a fair bit younger than I am now. Him and Jake Reed, who's just breaking into the Shield team now from Geelong, he's fast as well on his day. Behind the stumps, I was unlucky enough to watch Brad Hodge peel off 100 one game a few years ago, and we've all seen Hodge on TV. He just did not look like missing a ball. He was awesome, and we had no idea what to do. So they won the game, and then we went and had a beer.
Lovely. Now, what's been your fondest memory, mate, of your Premier cricket career?
No doubt, my first year as captain, I was lucky enough to win the one day flag and the T20 flag in the same year. So we had a really strong white ball team, and then for the T20 final, we managed to sneak Dave Hussey and Chris Rogers back into the team.
Handy.
That was really handy. And then the one day final, we got over Geelong. So they're, without doubt, my two fondest memories for sure.
Brilliant. Now, I think we've got a fair bit of youth and really good wicket keepers around the state. One that has just come in to the state side, young Sam Harper, who's the nephew of Lang Warren Cricket Club's Tim Harper. What do you think of Sammy Harper?
Well, I've never met Sam or played against him. When we've played, he's been away playing for Australia or something like that. But by all reports, he's a ripping young kid and a very talented player. So it's good to see one of the, you know, young homegrown Vics get a go. So I hope he does really well. I saw his highlights of his Shield game, and he looks very good behind the stumps, and he makes a lot of runs with the bat. So I think he's got a bright future. And all the guys say he's a really good kid and works hard. So that's good to hear as well.
Yeah, Sam, Pete Wilkins here. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Pete.
Mate, have you kept an eye on young Paddy Rowe playing uptown? I think he's only 14 or something.
Yeah, I do keep an eye on him. Obviously, there's a Vinter Old Boys connection there, as well as I've done a few, been part of a few coaching teams that have done some wicket-keeping work with him as well over the course. And he's a real talent, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Quite well this year. He's a good kid too.
Have you got any other younger guys from the MPCA down there, down at Paran?
Not really. Only because the travel and the commitment it takes from the parents is pretty hard. We always welcome them down, and we've had, you know, a few guys come for a training session here and there just to have a look, without, you know, no expectation of playing. Just to have a look at a different club and how we go about it. But it does get a little bit prohibitive with the parents and the travel if you're from down the pitch.
We're a long way away, mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Congratulations on a great career, mate, and and your resilience too. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sammy, it's Bobby Wilson here. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Bobby.
Good, mate. I don't know how close you are to winding it up down that way, but have you had a thought about coming back this way and finishing off your career?
Look, I reckon I'm still reasonably happy where I'm at the moment. I still think I'm contributing, which is the main thing, but. In the back of my mind, I still have a beer with my brother and think it'd be great to play with him again at some point in time. He hasn't played for a while, but he did say if I ever play at a level back at home, he might come out of retirement. So I reckon that'd be good fun, and I've got a lot of mates down there that are still playing. So maybe at some point in time, mate, but I'm not in any rush just at this point.
I bet you haven't run that one past Eber Croat.
No, I haven't. This will be the first time to do that, but we'll cross that bridge when we get
there. Brilliant, mate. Now, I guess just outside of cricket, mate, work-wise, what avenues has your cricket actually opened up for you in your professional career?
Yeah, well, I sort of fell into when I moved back to Melbourne a few years ago, I fell into a sales rep role with a cricket company called Newbury, which are a bit smaller here in Australia. And a guy from, he was at Richmond and Carlton, Michael Sheedy, got me the job, and I'd met him through district cricket, and we were chatting, and he actually said, if you're looking for a job, I might have one for you, and from there I then started working for myself. I got some, the importing rights for a few cricket products that became quite popular, the sidearm ball throwers and some stumps and the clads for pads. And from there, that my little business got bought by a New Zealand company called Aero. Most guys would probably know their fire pads, the 2-in-1 fire pads. So, yeah, just look after Australia selling cricket gear to the sports stores.
Brilliant, mate. Look, Sammy, we'll wind it up there, mate, but really, you know, a big thanks for your time and a huge congratulations on what's been an amazing career. I was actually chatting with Matt Chasemore last night. No, Bobby, it wasn't a coaching interview. And we were having a chat about you, and he said, absolutely, you're about as hard a worker as he's ever seen. Someone who's just full of heart, full of guts, and never gives up and has that never die attitude. And so, yeah, mate, congratulations. Well done. And hopefully for the NPCA's sake, we see you back in our competition one day, adding some great value into our comp.
Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it. It does sound like Cheeksy talking about my guts. So. thanks, mate. I appreciate the call and always think about the NPCA very fondly.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Sammy.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, great story. Really good young fellow, always been a good kid, but some really good messages there because, you know, so often you see talented kids go and play Premier Cricket and within a couple of years they're back because they're still playing thirds or the club environment isn't quite what it's like in the NPCA. But, you know, Sammy's advice there is just really give it some time, you know, have a crack and give yourself every chance to prove yourself and work your way up the ladder.
Just have a bit of resilience. Like you said, you know, if it doesn't work the first year and the second year you go into a lull, you just keep on going like he did, you know. Look where he is now.
Yeah, absolutely.